This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm Vin Fennelli. Rich Shevins with us. Hey, Rich, I wanted to share something with you, a little off topic today. But over the weekend, I had a chance to run into Springfield, Missouri. And I ran into a guy, and we were talking, and I mentioned on the air, and I mentioned this off the air to you, how the state of Missouri was had been attacking us for what they believed was uncollected sales tax. And they wanted $100,000 from us, and then they also wanted another amount of $1,000 from us. And I came out swinging, and I just wasn't going to put up with their threats and their illegal attempt to collect sales tax that was not due from us. And I talked about how, you know, when the IRS comes after a person and they're being audited, for example, friends, family, neighbors, if they hear of it, they would say, well, you know, that guy must have been cheating on his taxes. Well, that's not necessarily the case. In our case, it was not the case. And here's what I found out. And I said, I believe that there's a systematic abuse by the revenuers in Missouri to collect tax not due. And what they're doing is sending out notices of unpaid sales tax as a fishing expedition to see how many people would say, you know what, they only want $5,000 or $3,000. You know, if we just pay it, maybe they'll just go away. Okay, and I believe that was what their MO was. So I ran into this guy. And I'm on this mission now to avoid paying sales tax in Missouri because of how outrageous these individuals are who work in the Division of Revenue. Well, I was talking to this guy, and he's older than I am, and they're coming after him for thousands of dollars as well. So when I said that I believe that there was a systematic abuse, now we have proof. So what does this guy do? He has a small business, just like we do here at USA Prepares. He has a small business. He sells online. He sells out of state. And there's no sales tax due on out of state purchases in Missouri. So if you're a company and you sell online to Illinois or Indiana or New York or Connecticut or New Hampshire or wherever, there's no sales tax that you collect for those states. And there's no sales tax that is paid to the state of Missouri on out-of-state purchases. And also, this person teaches lessons. He teaches classes. And there's no tax on them. And they're coming after him for thousands of dollars as well. So it's not just us. So what is it? I believe we hit the nail on the head the first time when we said that the Division of Revenue is looking for companies in the state of Missouri that sell products out of state, or that they can attack and demand revenue. Now, what did they do? They did exactly the same thing that they did to us. They demanded money being paid. They've threatened this guy, liens and so forth, against his property, and they can't prove their case. They're saying, you owe this amount. But they don't say, based on sale number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, here are the sales. We know you've made these sales. Here are your customers. Here are the amounts and dates of the transactions, and you owe this tax. They can't do that because it's a fishing expedition. They're just sending out that you owe owe X thousands of dollars. Pay it on or before this date, or it will escalate. That's what they do. So what do, class? You fight them. You tell them, well, let me say it this way. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what I did. I said, prove your authority. Show me where it says that you are entitled to this tax. Show me my who's accusing me. I want to know name, rank, and serial number of who's accusing me. I want to know the exact transactions that you're alleging that we made that comprise this tax. I want to know the algorithm that is used to formulate the tax due, the penalty, alleged penalty due, the alleged tax due, and the alleged interest due. And I want to know who's going to be using this information and how it will be used against me, and if it will be used against me. I want to know everyone involved. Help me with that, and I will do my best to help you understand. That's what I did. And you know what? I got two letters of apology from the state of Missouri, from the highest ranking individuals, saying, most so sorry. So, class, this is systematic abuse. And you're even hearing commercials on the radio about, you know, when the IRS comes to get you and so forth. It's not just the IRS. It's the state. So if they're doing that to you, you can resist. And so now here's what I'm doing. I had my hair cut over the weekend. And I sat down with in the chair, and I was talking to the same gal who's been cutting my hair for 10 years, or almost 10 years. And I talked about the difference between a tip and a gift. And I explained to the person cutting my hair that if they receive gifts, they can receive up to $14,000 in gifts before they have to pay tax on it. So just change the term tip to gift. And I was at a restaurant, Rich. And normally I don't eat at restaurants, but it just kind of happened that I had the family with us. And I asked for the manager to come over. And I said to the manager, if you could give your tipped employees a 20% raise without it costing you anything, this is a national chain restaurant, would you do it? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, here's what you do. You go to your IT guy, and where it says on the guest slip, you know, where you write your tip in, you'll say, here's the amount of the meal, and then 15%, 18%, 20% suggested tip. You change the word tip to gift. And now it's tax exempt from income tax. And you can give all your employees who get tips a 20% raise just by doing that. Just by changing that one word. That's my belief. And she was grinning from ear to ear. And I said, now, your homework is to look it up. Look it up and see if I'm telling you the truth. And I believe I am. So, Rich, I'm on a mission to help prevent the state governments from stealing more of our money, because they attacked me. They attacked the wrong guy. Now I'm coming out swinging. So now everywhere I go, I'm teaching people about taxes and how to avoid paying taxes you don't have to pay. That means buying used, buying secondhand, barter, and buying from out of state. What do you think?
First of all, Vince, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Because during the last commercial break, it was going in and out. So someone's fiddling with stuff with our communications. Yep. I just want to... Okay. Well, let me address what you just said. First of all, you got to remember that the governments are broke. Government pensions alone, never mind spending and debt and the credit bubble and everything else, is $5 trillion in the hole. And state governments can't print, state and local governments like the federal government can as well. So what they're trying to do is everything's upside down. Basically, if you toe the narrative line, the establishment is going to give all victim groups the ability to not just play the victim card, but also be the bullies, but at the same time. They're protected by the elites. And I think a really good example is that redheaded comedian gal that pretended to decapitate President Trump. You know, here she is doing something that if you or I did something to President Obama, we'd be not only be in jail, but we'd be fined. And she not only gets away with it, but she gets to play the victim card and be the bully at the same time, because she has the protection and the backing from the certain establishment. Now,
Richie, just let me interject for a second. She's going to have to rely on her looks now.
you're really going to get me in trouble now. All right. Well, you know what? What all this is meant to do, Vince, it's meant to make the people submissive. It's meant to break your will. This way they can basically throw all this race baiting at you, throw all these politically buzzwords at you. You got to remember, the mainstream media is 4 or 5 companies, okay? Their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. In other words, sway public opinion. If you don't hold the narrative, the meme, the talking points, and try to grab the microphone from these people, we're going to be in big trouble. I mean, these people are very powerful, and you're doing exactly what you need to do, and that is to give ideas and solutions to the people. Because, you know, I realize there's a lot of blame to go around, but the mainstream media, the demographics that we're in, the central banks, the Keynesian economic catastrophe, which is basically interventionism by the elite, and group identity politics is rigging the game for everybody. So we have to figure out ways to control our own destiny. You mentioned the word barter. You know, if you had a radio show and you just talked about bartering on your show, the IRS would be all over you. But the elite do it all the time. They just have different names for it, like quid pro quo. When somebody who's in the bottom 93% of the poor slash middle class, or what's left of the middle class, and they do something crazy, okay, they're going to get other derogatory terms thrown at them. They're going to be demonized, discredited, delegitimized. But guess what? If they're called crazy for doing something crazy, that's a compliment. There's going to be a lot more worse stuff thrown at those people if they do something that they shouldn't be doing. But when the elite do it, they call it eccentric. There's different terms, different words. There's Hegelian dialectic. There's professional wordsmithing. There's media propaganda. It's all about swaying public opinion so the elite, who have an addiction to power, money, and control, can keep the status quo. Now, I think I've mentioned this on your show before, Vince. To me, when you hear the term status quo or an implication towards that behavior, what that really means, folks, it's an incognito caste system. Not as deliberate or obvious like India. That's exactly what's happening. They're creating a caste system in America where the average Joe cannot control their own destiny, Vince.
It's absolutely true. The average Joe cannot control his own destiny. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich lives off the grid, literally off the grid. He's not connected to power poles, as most are. What a class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I know you're up on up to the minute on the news. There's a story that is germane to what we're talking about right now. And it's on thedailynews.com. 75% of black California boys don't meet state reading standards. I read at least 6, 7, 8 times a day the news. Literally. I know you do too. You probably read more than I do. Because I can't do it when I'm on the tractor. But, and, or I probably would. I mean, if I could safely, do farming and read at the same time, I probably would. But I can't. But 3 out of 4 African Americans or young black boys in California's public training camp don't meet reading standards. That's indicative of one of the reasons why we have the problems we have. People who don't read don't have the imaginations, don't have the in my opinion, the ability to think in complex terms. If you don't read, you can't expand your lexicon, and you can't think in grand terms. And so a lack of understanding of what's happening seems to be one of the reasons why we're having so many problems we're having. This lashing out, this beating of innocent people, this caning of, walking down the sidewalk and just seeing some old guy pushing his shopping cart and just whack him with a cane. I mean, that's the kind of stuff young people are doing today. It's out of control, and I believe a lot of it has to do with our educational system or the lack of education in our educational system.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
Absolutely. First of all, I'll start. I agree with you 100%, and I did read that article this morning. And I will start with the fact that President Obama doubled black unemployment. I can give a lot more statistics and evidence to show that this is by design. When the powers that be purposely create a different set of rules, laws, and accountability with group identity politics, which is their home run pitch, and you lower the bars of standards and expectations, it's purposely set in motion to insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of everybody shoved in these groups, which degrades and disrespects the group. Because you don't empower a nation or any group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. And that's what's happened. And that's why they throw these politically correct buzzwords at you that's been hijacked by definition. So they continue to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize if you go against their particular narrative, and then they call you a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, etc. And this is how we lose. They normalize everything and put everything else on the chopping block like the middle class. They don't want synergy. They want infighting. They want chaos. This is by demand. This has to happen in order for the elite to control the situation. In fact, I'll just give you another example. It's a little semi-off tangent, but it's in the same context. On my website, I basically put under news and radio, which over the last 4 years I've been rotating about every 5 or 10 shows. I throw it on my website so people can listen. I don't do that anymore. Starting March, I found out that I'll just read what I wrote. Please be aware that I will continue to do radio/TV shows, but will no longer continue to add them to my website because they are being censored and even audibly changing the words, phrases, or deleting segments of shows. We are living in a real live virtual reality, politically correct Twilight Zone episode diluted by censorship and surveillance. And on the recent book reviews on the right, I can't tell you. This one gal tried to give me a 5-star review a long time ago, and Amazon kept kicking her off. I've had hundreds of 5-star reviews get deleted. The powers that be are going to make sure that the narrative, the theme, the talking points, the memes get, they have the microphone. And they want to make, basically they have risk-free communication where they can purposely lower the bars of standards and expectations for certain groups. And then if anybody says something about it, they get demonized, discredited, and delegitimized. And this is why the average American person is losing control of their own destiny. We have to speak up. We have to read, research, and grab a microphone, people.
Yeah, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little story, a short story. It'll take about a minute, maybe 90 seconds, about how I believe the supply chain is being impacted by this dumbing down and lack of communication and lack of understanding. We'll be right back.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Rich Shevens with us. And so, Rich, here's a story. I've been experimenting with making Italian beef, and one of the ingredients in making Italian beef, well, you start out with a chuck roast, and you trim out the fat, and you put it in a cast iron pot with a lid, and you cook it very slowly, you know, for hours and hours and hours. One of the ingredients, additionally, is pepperoncini, and these are like Italian peppers, pickled peppers. So you can always get them for a very small jar for around $4, and I'm certainly not willing to do that. And I wanted to buy by the gallon. So I went to Sam's Club. They didn't have it. I'm thinking Mount Olive or Vlasic, the way they used to have them. Nope, can't find them. So I went to this, the Chinese factory outlets in Springfield, the large super centers. They don't have them. So I finally went to another store that I thought might have a really big supermarket, and they had them, but they were about $11 for a gallon, and they should be about $8. So I refused to be gouged, and I did not buy them. So I found a small supermarket chain, and I asked for the manager and asked them if they could order Mount Olive or Vlasic for me, and they said sure. Sure, they thought they could do it, but I have to buy a case of them, a case of 4 1-gallons. So I said, sure, I'll be glad to do that, and it was about $32, so roughly $8 a gallon. That's where I wanted to be, and I thought that was fine. All right, here's the point I'm trying to make. So it would be there on Thursday. Okay, Thursday comes by, I call up and say, is the case of pepperoncini in? No, it's not in, but next Thursday. And the brand that they were going to get was Mount Olive or Vlasic. And then they called me and said, look, we can't get that brand. It's going to be a different brand. I said, okay, what brand? They said Savor. So I looked it up, and I said, okay, that'll be fine. So Thursday comes by, and nope, they're not there. This goes on for close to darn near a month. And finally I get them. But it's not Savor brand. It's not Mount Olive. It's not Vlasic. It's some imported grease from Greece brand that I've never heard of. And that's okay with me because the ingredients listed just fine with me. But the point is, how come it takes a month to get 4 1-gallon jars of pepperoncini peppers? How come? And I think it's lack of communication, miscommunication, and the system is breaking down right in front of us. Just like yesterday when I needed to rent a tool to repair an air conditioning compressor on our tractor. We're going to be doing hay in the next couple of days, and it is really hot inside a cab tractor. Well, the air conditioning compressor failed, and I needed to put a new seal on the clutch of this air conditioning compressor. So I'm going to rebuild it. And all I need to do is rent this tool. And the, like AutoZone and O'Reilly's, they will let you rent a tool. And I don't know why they call it renting. But if you put a deposit on a tool, they will let you take it for a few days. And when you bring it back, you get your deposit back. So I don't know why it's called renting. It's like deposit, borrow the tool, return the tool, get your deposit back. Well, this tool was not available. I had to make 4 phone calls to find one store that had this particular tool. Things that I'm looking for are getting really hard to find and difficult and takes a lot longer than it used to. Before, you used to be able to just go to the store. It used to be just go to the auto store and say, I'd like to get whatever it is, and they'd have it. Now, they don't have it. I'm seeing this more and more and more. What I'm saying is we're falling down.
Are you ready for my response, Vince?
I certainly am.
Okay. I know we had a 3-second delay, and I wanted to make sure that it was appropriate. First of all, yeah. Your examples with the pepperoncini. I'll say it 2 words. It's, besides what you said, you're correct. But 2 words from my perspective to add to your argument is the fact that they're conditioning the public. Food inflation is done by 2 things. Smaller packaging and devaluing the dollar. So this is what they're doing. They're conditioning the public. Food is going up. I've said this many times, even on your show. We're in a deflationary spiral because of demographics, debt credit, pensions, valuations. The headwinds for future rates of growth look very bleak. So when you look at global debt, corporate debt, household debt, government promises, this is why we need to be prepared. We need to be more self-sufficient. We have to be thinking outside the box. We have to be reading, researching, independently thinking, and grabbing a microphone to help others. Second of all, as far as your tractor example, customer service is being eliminated. How many years, how many decades now have American companies been going overseas and using overseas low production costs and people for things like customer service? I mean, how many times have you called India or Pakistan or Indonesia or whomever to get customer service? And they all, a lot of them do a good job, but it's because they're lowering the bars of standards and expectations, and they're conditioning the public so the elites can make more profit. Now, we live in this disposable nature of goods in America. So your tractor example is just an example of, again, conditioning the public and why we need to be more self-sufficient again. And we need to have relationships with our neighbors. We need to communicate. We need to say, okay, this person's got, he's an expert in this, this, and that. That person is an expert in this, this, and that. That's what we need to do. We need to farm our resources of our people, of true Americans who are willing to help others. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. I do the radio shows and TV shows and all this stuff. It's not for fame. It's not to be infamous. It's not for the money. It's to give back and help America. And this is what we all need to do. And Vince, you're doing a heck of a job. I got to say, you're a great American.
Rich, let me share something with you. Last week, we had a failure of a dehumidifier here. And I was just frosted because it was a whirlpool. And I thought, this darn thing, the old ones from the 1980s are working great. Got a couple of them. They work great. This newer one that's, you know, less than 10 years old has failed. And I was just frosted. And I got on the phone with Whirlpool, and they're like, no help. No help at all. So bottom line, it would cost more to repair it than the thing cost in the beginning. So I got on the Internet, and I found a guy who had a dehumidifier, and I called him up, and he said, yeah, come on out. So I went out, and I went out to buy it, and before I left, I called him and said, I'm on my way. And he said, you know, he had another one, and so it was $40 for one, and I thought, I only get two. So I said, I'll take the other one. He said, okay, that'd be a total of 60. So I go out there, and he said, look, I can't take 60. I'll just $40 would be fine. I said, no, we agreed on 60. So I gave him the 60. Next thing I know, I get my two dehumidifiers, and he's loading three more in my vehicle. So now I have five of them. So I thought, okay, I'll make sure that they get good homes. Now, but here's the point of this story. It has nothing to do with that transaction per se. It has to do with when I got them home, I took them all apart, took the covers off, and I looked, powered them up. Three of them didn't work. Three of them didn't work, and three of them were the same on the inside. A Kenmore, a GE, and a Haier, H-A-I-E-R brand. All manufactured, looks like, from the same compressors, the same factory, the same evaporator, condenser, all that. But they've got different skin on the outside. All three of them had compressor failures. Now, I'm not saying that this man sold me three defective units. He didn't know. He didn't know that they didn't work because they were given to him. What I am saying is, you talked about overseas production support and so forth. What I'm saying is General Electric, Kenmore, and Haier, these three brand names on these three different looking, same vintage, but different looking dehumidifiers, I believe all came from the same factory. The same factory that produced about 4 million defective, and I'm not exaggerating, 4 million defective dehumidifiers. So class, look up, if you've got a dehumidifier that doesn't work, look up dehumidifier recall, and you'll see that what I'm telling you is true. What I'm saying is that we have outsourced our production of just dehumidifiers for this particular example. Crappy, poorly made, shoddily crafted with labels like Kenmore, General Electric. Haier, I know, you know, that's a crappy label anyway. But, and I hope they sue us. But then I'll prove to them that'd be great if they sued us. It'd be wonderful that they make crappy products. Because I have two of them and they're both trash. We have allowed into our homes lousy products. Products with labels that we used to think were good. Like a Kenmore. If you had a Kenmore, it was okay. It was, you know, middle of the road, durable. I'm talking like 70s, 1970s vintage Kenmore. It's good stuff. Kenmore refrigerator, you know, made by one of the big refrigerator manufacturers. Now you have no idea. You have no idea whether it's good or junk. You don't know. Because they've compromised their ethics and morals and quality. And concern for the customers. It's anything for a buck. It's sell out the customers. It's the customers are not the reason why Sears is in business. How do I know? That the store manager of one of the Sears stores told me that we're not in business for the customers. We work for the shareholders. Really? They work for the shareholders. So we're buying products that the shareholders are demanding maximum return on investment, right? Isn't that what shareholders want? They want maximum return. Maximum return means either they're in it for the short run, and they're going to take advantage of the customers. I can't think of anything else they could do to maximize profits for the short run. Long run, you can see what happens. Who goes to Sears anymore? Why would anybody go to Sears? Why would you go to Sears? Because you think they're going to be around tomorrow? I don't think they are. Of course, I'm exaggerating. I don't mean tomorrow, but I mean in years, I can't imagine Sears sticking around. Why would anybody buy Craftsman from Sears when you can buy the same quality tools made in the same countries, probably in the same factories, at Harbor Freight for half the price? Why would you do that? I'm just... Rich, what you're hearing is the frustration in my voice that we have allowed a few individuals at the top to control our destiny. And these are the people that are making millions and millions, if not billions, of dollars on the backs of the little, the bottom 93%.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You want my response?
And you, one second. You know, when I look at class, next time, if you happen to make a mistake, and you end up taking a wrong turn and you end up in a Sears parking lot, and if you make and you compound that mistake by going into a Sears, and you further compound that mistake by looking in the tool department, take a look at the tools that you see and look where they are made. Look and see if it says proudly made in USA. See if it does. You're going to be hard-pressed to find that. You'll be really... You will find made in China and made in Taiwan. You will. Rich Heben, your comment when we come right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, Off Grid Montana, and he'll be with us on Mondays. So make sure you set that dial to USA Prepares. Class, I was talking about Sears and how I learned from a store manager that Sears no longer works for the customer. They're not in business for the customer. They're in business for the shareholders. Rich, you had a comment on that?
I did.
And my thoughts about Sears?
Yeah. Well, I just want to talk about your last segment and that. First of all, let me mention a few facts. U.S. public-private debt is 375% of GDP. Businesses can't even afford labor, so wages are falling. I mean, you can't even tell a joke in the hallway in America without human resources or attorneys getting involved. So outsourcing is going to be pretty obvious in America. Now, just bear with me here. I just want to connect a few dots. And that's one of the reasons I say that there's a coup on the bottom 93% to govern themselves. And that's one of the other reasons why robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence is going to take tens of millions of jobs in the near future. I mean, look, every book is cooked in America. I don't know how the powers that be can say that we have unemployment under 5% and we have 100 million people out at work and can't even find freaking jobs. It's ridiculous. We are really living in a virtual reality Twilight Zone episode. Now, when you look at interest rates, and bear with me, I'm connecting a few dots here. That's a function of growth, wages, and inflation. Growth and wages are dropping like a rock in America, okay? Inflation has been exported for the purpose of low-cost producing countries and people. In other words, quality is going down and profits are going up for the wealthy. And that's basically what you were saying. So when you look at a lot of these numbers and a lot of these facts, the repercussions on the American people, especially the bottom 93%, is going to be devastating. Vince?
Yeah, you're right. And one of the things that we bring to this classroom, this broadcast classroom, is our observations. So when I see things that bother me, I say them. And one of the things that I've noticed is things are becoming unaffordable. For example, this little job that I'm doing to rebuild a compressor, just a seal kit on a compressor, a General Motors, it's called an A6. It was a compressor for a General Motors car. It happened to be on our John Deere tractor. It's from the 1980s. The compressor seal rebuilding kit cost me about $20. If I wanted to have John Deere fix this compressor, by the time they were done with me, it would be about $1,500, and they would not rebuild the seal. They would put on a new compressor or a remanufactured compressor. They wouldn't fix it at my farm. They would come with their truck and trailer. They would haul it over there. There'd be hours of labor at over $100 an hour, you know, parts and sales tax. By the time they're done and brought it back to me, it'd be $1,500 to repair the air conditioning system. It's unaffordable. We are looking at, well, number one, most people can't fix their own things, whether it be a faucet or hanging a shelf or whatever it is. They can't do it anymore because they've lost the skills. And two, we can't afford it. And number three, we're going to lose the jobs that we used to have to be able to earn the money to pay for these outrageous prices. I see all this happening at the same time.
Got to throw cost shifting on top of everything. You know, we have a situation where the middle class has been footing the bill not only for the poor, but getting their money confiscated to the wealthy. And I can give examples of that all day long, and a lot of them are very sad. Here's a story on Wall Street. All minimum wage earners combined in the country, $14 billion. Think about this, $14 billion. All these poor people are working their butts off to try to better their life. And the Wall Street bonuses, not regular salaries, was a $30,000 bill to the taxpayers 7 years after they were bailed out by the bottom 93%. Too big to fail, too big to jail. Everything is for the wealthy, protected by the wealthy, by the media, by the aristocracy, to basically create these narratives and themes, not only to protect their wealth, but mostly make the bottom 93% of the people infight and create chaos amongst ourselves. We are letting the elite poison us against ourselves, people.
Yeah. And you can resist, class. You can resist. And one way to resist is to avoid paying taxes that you don't have to pay. Barter. Buy used. Buy online from another state where you don't have to pay taxes. Don't feed the machine. Don't feed the machine. And if the big bad machine comes after you, fight the machine. Or at least consider fighting the machine, as I have. And I won. And it works. Rich Sheeven, thanks so much for being with us. OffGridMontana.com.
Always a pleasure, Ben.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.